the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Things, don't we?
We do so many wonderful things. Dr. Louise Swartz Walter, how are you?
I am great. It's so good to be with you today, April.
It is so good to be with you too. I love people that work with the brain, because that's what we have here on the Edge, a bunch of brains. We are movers and shakers and innovators and creators and mothers and fathers and drug addicts and drunks, and we're just a mosh posh of everything, but we are all human beings and we are all trying to level up. We're all trying to get better. We're trying to find some synchronicity. We're trying to change our frequency, and great people like you, Dr. Louise, are going to help us. Please introduce yourself to my brains. Tell them how you show up in the world and the magnificent things that you're doing with biofeedback and the brain system.
Awesome. Well, I'm grateful to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My passion has been the brain. So I started out as a special ed teacher, and that was my first career. Then I got sick and I lost my own brain power, so I had to get it back. So I ended up going into the world of naturopathy and created my own center. So I'm the founder and owner of Albuquerque Natural Health Center. So I've been doing that for 15 years. And then I decided I needed to teach the system that I created. And so the system is the brain system. It's really an acronym that stands for body, release, align with spirit, integrate, and put in a new program. And what I found was, April, when we did all those steps together, is people got healthier. So on my own path, I tried all of the physical body stuff. I changed my diet. I ate organic foods. I juiced my wheatgrass. I went to farmer's markets. I grew my own food. You know, I did it all. And I thought, okay, I'm going to get my body healthy. And, you know, it worked a little bit, but it wasn't still where I wanted to be. Then I had to, like, dive into the emotional world, the spiritual world, and the mental world, and really change my mindset, really work on clearing past trauma and emotions. And when I did that for myself, I kept on loving it. And so now that's what I do with my mastermind community and my clients, is I'm teaching that the system. And when they learn that, they fly. They soar.
It's
so awesome to see.
It is awesome sauce. And there's so many people that are into masterminds. You know, I get invitations all the time, join my mastermind group. But everybody is not, you know, doing it the same way. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about how yours is structured and what is a mastermind?
You know, a mastermind is a group of people that are like-minded, that want to collaborate, learn from each other, and so that when they're working together, they actually become a third mind.
Wow.
And so we learn from each other. Most masterminds are structured with someone like myself, who's a teacher or a leader who has figured out something in the world. It's like they have figured out a system or a way to market your business, or, you know, so there's lots of different masterminds, whether it's a sales and marketing mastermind, whether it's a personal growth mastermind. And you know what I found out? I actually found out that people today are opting not to go to college anymore. They're actually opting to do more self-growth work.
I'm telling you, you know, Dr. Louise, I don't have a degree and I'm not embarrassed by it at all, because it takes ingenuity to be able to navigate yourself through the landscape of corporate America, to be able to sell yourself in an interview in any industry. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I don't personally disclose this too often, but I'll do it with you because I trust you. I have had in my career over 30 jobs.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That means you are really good at a lot of things.
A lot of stuff. You know, but again, the hustle is real, but you have to be able to talk and have self-assurance, self-reliance, and be inquisitive. You know, I know everybody from the janitor to the CEO. It's important because you're going to learn from each one of those people. So I love the concept of a mastermind, because you have two individuals, but then you come to the meeting of the minds and you propel to the next level.
Yes.
So what are some of the things that your group particularly focuses on in your masterminds?
So in our mastermind, what we do is we're learning a system, like I said, the brain system. So we focus on practicing releasing techniques. a lot. And so releasing techniques, we release the brain soul blocks to success. So we all have stuff that's stuck in our brain that was when we were in the womb, age six, our great-great-grandma's pattern of guilt or shame, anxiety, depression, anything really. All those emotions, they get trapped in the brain and they cause little bumps or little lesions. Mm. And so we practice both releasing that old stuff and then putting in the new program of how you want to show up in the world. So that's what we do. And it's so powerful because it literally takes people from here to here faster. It's just faster. My promise to myself when I was super sick and it took 16 years was, I am going to figure this out and I am going to make it faster for people. Wow. And so that's what we did. And to see their lives change, you know, to see someone with traumatic brain injury in 3 months get their brain power back. And then we worked on quitting the addiction to Coffee Mate and quitting the addiction to smoking. Mm-hmm. And then she called me and said, I can't believe it, but I made 6 figures this year.
Wow.
So when you change your brain and you change your energy field and you change all those old patterns, what right. happens is you up-level your life and then you create more of what you desire.
Right.
It's that simple.
I want you to dial back to your aha moment.
Okay.
When you were really sick and you were in that space,
mm-hmm.
What triggered you? What triggered you to try this modality? What triggered you to even want to continue to move forward, because so many people give up and give in?
Yeah, you know, my biggest why was I was sick when my kids were little. And I just wanted to be their mom. So I would say that was my first why. We all have to have a motivation or a why. You know, why are you doing your business? Why are we on the planet? What are you doing? You know, what's your why? Well, that was my why. And so I just looked at their little faces and I just wanted to get better. And so yeah. I was going to find anything that I possibly could to do that. So that was my first sort of why. There was a light bulb moment, though. The light bulb moment was, you know, I was teaching dyslexics how to read, write, and spell. And I was really good at it. And it was a program that was multi-sensory. So what I noticed is those kids would jump 2 grade levels in reading in 6 months. Because we combine what they see with what they say, with what they write, with what they hear all at the same time. So we would skywrite in the air, B, bat, B, T, table, T, A, apple, A, and then we put it together. B, at, all in cursive.
Wow.
It's kind of a shame we're not teaching that anymore. But anyway, because it helps the brain.
They're not teaching that anymore. they don't do that. How are kids going to sign their name? And you know, really, I had a challenge very much, very similar to that growing up. I could not hear the sounds of letters phonetically. So still, people will catch me transposing letters and forgetting my ED and all that. It's not because I'm ignorant. It's because I had a learning disability. And so for parents to be able to horn in on that, you know, that's very difficult too, because your child can't tell you what they don't know.
Exactly. And, you know, and they do, they struggle, and we're much better at identifying that now, you know, than we did years ago. But, you know, so I was a special ed teacher for years and then a dyslexic therapist. And what I noticed was, you know, the way to change the brain and to really help propel things forward was to use a multisensory program. Mm-hmm. And it worked. Well, what I realized in healing, I mean, I have naturopathic doctor friends, functional medicine doctor friends, you know, I have, you know, communities of friends who are in the healing arts. And what I noticed is you would go over here to your chiropractor and over here to your nutritionist and over here to your spiritual guru and over here.
Right.
And
right.
then you'd have to put all these pieces together and you still weren't healthy.
Right.
You weren't where you wanted to be. So what I figured out, and that was my light bulb moment, was, you know what? We're not doing what I did with those kids for dyslexia in healing and health.
Right.
Let's change this now. So that's how I decided I would start putting it all together and playing with it. And literally, it's playful. You know, healing is play. You play in the field. You just play in the energy field. You put things together, and then pretty soon you see that this little recipe, if you will, is what's moving the energy forward the most.
Exactly. Yeah, the recipe for success. I want to ask you a little bit about your technique with biofeedback. Now, I had a biofeedback moment with someone, and it was very interesting because they used a device that I put my hand on, and, you know, it transferred energy. Tell me a little bit about the work that you do and what's your approach to biofeedback.
So I kind of became obsessed with that world. So I have five different programs, you know. So I got my first program 15 years ago, and now I just kept building on it. My new one I call Beautiful Balanced Brain, and it's more like a matching tool. So it actually, so there's two different ways this can work. So the one in my office, I actually hook people up with wires. So there's like a wire around the forehead. There's one on each wrist and one on each ankle. And it's reading your electrical body and then putting you back in balance.
Oh, wow.
So it's sending you frequency. So it's vibration. And it can be the frequency of vitamin B6. It can be the frequency of a bacteria if you have a bacterial infection. It can be the frequency of an affirmation or intention or even a crystal.
Wow.
And so when you send those frequencies, it acts like a homeopathic remedy, which means like treats like. So it's like matching where you're out of balance and putting you back in balance. So it's looking at putting you back in balance and raising your vibration.
Wow.
And so that's
I know. After I had it done, I didn't think there was anything going on, you know, because I didn't feel any no shock, no just jolt. But afterwards, I was completely drained. I had to go out to the meditation garden and just kind of take in the ocean and take in the fresh air. And when I went to sleep that night, Dr. Louise, I had the sweetest dreams. I was in the greatest place. I was talking to myself. I was manifesting. I was like, there is really something to this. So brains, you should try it. I'm telling you, it's an experience. It is definitely experience. And so you do this in your clinic, correct?
I do this in my clinic, but I also do it long distance. And so I'm able to send, I know it's hard to explain, but I guess I can use text messaging as an example. Or even a Fitbit. You know, people have Fitbits today.
Yeah.
And GPS is on their phone. Well, how does it connect? How does it know? Right? You know, and so how come I can send you a text message, April, and it's going to reach your phone and not your friend's phone, your husband's phone?
Right.
You know? And so it's that, it's frequency, and so it's energy. And so I can connect with people long distance. It's based on your birthday and your place of birth and your name, and send energy. And so people will call me, you know, they'll get the flu, they'll feel terrible, I'll work on them, they'll feel better. You know, I mean, even broken bones. It was one young man who thought he broke his elbow, and I just left him on frequency all night, and the next day he was fine. So there isn't anything we can't do with the combination of the brain system.
I like how you say we left him on frequency all night. I bet he was charged.
Oh man, it was so cool. I did. You know, I actually left that. I was saying prayers because I mean, I got this message at 11 o'clock at night, and I was like, gosh, you know, I don't know if I can stay up all night and work on him. I'm gonna have to just do a quick program, and then I'm gonna leave him on. And sometimes when I would leave someone on my program, the computer would automatically shut off when they had enough. And I got up the next morning and it was still running. And I was like, oh no, is he okay? You know, so I called his mom right away. She goes, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. He's like, he's actually writing today. He's using his arm. I don't know what happened, but it's fine. So I was like, whoa.
Is this a long-term process? Is this a restorative, or is this something that, you know, you need to fine tune and go back in and, you know, up your frequency every now and then, like chiropractor or massage? You need to keep working in this modality to sharpen it and keep it where you want it to be.
It's a very good question, April. I like to say after we raise your frequency and you get to a place of good health to where you want to be, then it's really good to do like what I call sort of like, you know, your wellness checkups, you know, like think seasonally, you know, even just seasonally, come in seasonally. But I have group programs that I run for 12 weeks because it takes 12 weeks to change the brain. And I up people's frequency. And when we up their frequency and get them vibrating here, you're not going to go back down to the bottom again. You're going to stay to a certain place. However, I still see that some sensitive people need more help and need it more often.
Right. You know, they do. And again, they have to stay sharp. They have to be with it. They have to be open and they have to practice it, because I'm sure that you give them tools in their personal arsenal that they can reach back and, you know, be able to do this when they're not, you know, actually working with you. Now, you have been able to document this in two great fashions. One, your book, and two, your online television show. Share with us a little bit about your television show first, and then we're going to talk about the book.
Okay, awesome. You know, I'm so excited because I'm really just getting started with this. So it's the Brain Soul Success TV show, and we're on Roku TV and Amazon Fire, and soon to be on Apple. And I'm just beginning, actually, the world you've been in for a while here, April, getting to interview amazing people, and I am totally loving that. You know, what I think about, and I'll tell you this story, when I was a little girl, I'm going to date myself here for all of you in the audience. We watched black and white TV, okay? And I didn't want to miss my TV show. My mom would say, go get your pajamas on.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I would bring my pajamas into the family room, and I'd hide behind the green chair, and I'd get my pajamas on so that I wouldn't miss anything of Lassie, let's say.
Lassie,
so I didn't want to miss
Flipper.
Or Flipper, yes. So I didn't want to miss the TV show. And I used to think the people in the TV could see me.
Oh, sure. Hobo Kelly had those glasses. And when she said April, I was like, she's talking to me. Oh my gosh, she sees me. So I know how it is.
And so, you know, when I think back on that now, and I think about how much I love sort of Zoom and the TV platform and being able to connect with people all over the world, I think about that moment when I was a little girl, and I'm thinking, you know, I think I was psychic back then. I must have known, you know, that we were going to be able to do this today. I don't know, but it just kind of gives me a chuckle when I think about that. So I love this platform, and I love being able to connect with people, and so I'm super excited about that. We just did a great interview with a friend of mine who's a clairvoyant on relationships and the masculine and the feminine, so conscious relationships, and I guess I'm really good at figuring out where people have had trauma and how to clear it, and, you know, interview people about those moments, those light bulb moments.
So are you working on people? Are you doing some, you know, just some informational teachable moments, segments by yourself?
Yes.
You know, so it's just a combination of all of these great things. Are you sharing a little bit about your different modalities and some teachings that people can work with on your channel as well?
Yes. So some of it is just, you know, a segment of my teaching, and then the second half is often an interview.
Awesome.
So that's been so fun. I just am loving doing it. So
I know. I love it too. I feel like I'm so smart now. I feel like I know a little bit about everything. I mean, I talked to the trash man the other day, and I asked him, what is the state of recycling and rubbish? You know, and he started laughing. I had the camera in his face, but really, I got some great information, because we don't know what's going on in these landfills. So
yeah, that's true. I
love to talk to everybody and anybody. You wrote a book. Mm-hmm. Tell me what's in the pages of your book.
So the pages of the book are, it's about the brain system again. It's brain soul balancing. And so it's how to clear energy at the brain soul level. And so what happens is when you go through that and read it, there's, you know, some exercises and some examples too of how it came to be, so that you can figure it out for yourself. But it's a very, very powerful technique that my mastermind community practices, you know, together, that we all practice together on this. And it's, you can actually release energy. So I can even release energy on a property that's not selling.
Wow.
Okay. So when my daughter's house was for sale, and the lady had a cash offer, and she decided not to make, she took it away. She was like, okay, I'm not going to do this. And they were like, oh no. And her husband was in Denver, and she just wanted to get up there and be with him. And so, she was like, Mom, we got to clear the energy on this house. I don't know what to do. So she came over, and it was just her husband, my husband, and Becky and myself. And we cleared the energy, and as we were clearing it, the phone rang, and it was her husband calling, who said, the lady re-upped her offer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you learn to clear energy on that deep level, that brain soul level, you feel empowered, because you can do anything.
But you know, energy works both ways. There is, you know, that's what brings a magnet together, is the positive and it's the negative. Mm-hmm. What happens when you're fighting against that, Dr. Louise? Mm-hmm. You know, we always want to propel and say it's going to be super great. Sometimes it's not super great. I know I had a Reiki session, and mm-hmm. after the Reiki session, there was a Reiki master that was sitting over in the corner. Mm-hmm. And she was observing what was going on. And she said to me, she says, you've got a very, very powerful energy. She says, you have to be careful with that and who you allow to work on you, because mm-hmm. there's energy vampires.
Yes, yes. There are energy vampires. True.
And when you run into that frequency, when you run into that charge, mm-hmm. you know, how does that take hold to you? Are you easily able to recognize it, work against it, mm-hmm. Concede and give into it? What happens at that point?
That's an awesome question. I would say that I practice good boundaries, and most of the time I can clear it. I have a way of clearing energies or entities or whatever you want to call it. It's a candle ceremony, and there's a way to clear it. There are times though when I'm super tired, and if I'm super tired, I notice I'm more vulnerable. And I would say that most intuitives and healers would probably agree with this, or have some level of understanding that it is about protection, but it's also about allowing. And so, you know, you have to sort of allow the energy to sort of move through you and not get stuck and attached to you. Mm-hmm. And so there's different ways and different techniques to do that. But when I'm super tired, I can get stuff on me, and yeah. I have to work to get it off. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, I have great hands and I give my husband a massage. But mm-hmm. again, I'm taking on all of his stress, all of his energy, his muscle mass, you know, his thought process, and I'm mm-hmm. trying to channel that. So, you know, I have no problem doing a cleansing, you know, and you have to do that in so many different ways. If that's, you know, energetically, if that's through your food, mm-hmm. you know, dietary restrictions, your mm-hmm. your mental capacity. So I'm going to ask you a couple quick questions just so people get to know you a little bit.
Okay.
Tell me one thing that people do not know about Dr. Louise Swartzwalter.
One thing they don't know about me. Gosh, I'm a pretty open book. So that's a really tough one. They may not, you know, they may not know that I'm super picky about my food. You know, like I really do eat very healthy, and I actually will not go to a restaurant that's not organic. Most of the time I'm looking for those organic, fresh, live foods.
Wow.
So I don't go out a lot.
Yep.
I don't go out. No, I want to eat clean. I want my body to run like a Ferrari.
I know. Instead of a Volkswagen. We love yeah. your Volkswagen.
Yeah.
They're not making the Beetle anymore.
So that, yeah, people may not know that. Yeah.
Okay. No. So what brings you the ultimate joy? What just puts a smile on your face?
When I watch other people change, like in front of me, like when we're doing a clearing on people, I do before and after pictures a lot.
Oh, wow.
You know, when I have people take selfies because they're going to change even in just a session. You know? So even my PTSD vet, you know, we just cleared all that anxiety, all that post-traumatic stress, 25 years of meditation, VA hospital stuff, everything.
Wow.
A couple sessions and it's gone, you know? So I want to take those pictures. So when I watch their face change, that just gets me higher than a kite. I get so excited.
Wow. So change does it for you. So if you were an animal, what animal would you be and why?
Oh, a lion.
Wow.
I don't know what happened with the Lion King when that came out years ago, but I became the lioness. Mm-hmm. Happens to be a passport on lots of things now. But I remember I had a red van, and at the time I thought, I'm gonna buy like a stuffed animal lion and put it on the dashboard. You know how people have those things on their dashboard?
Oh, shoot, yeah. I drive with a little doll, and I call her Patience. So whenever I'm, you know, annoyed or whatever, that's my alter ego. I let her deal with the traffic or whatever. And I tell you, it's soothing to me. I don't have road rage, anything. I just let Patience take the driver's seat.
That's pretty awesome. I love that. Yeah, so that's what I did, was I bought a little lion and it sat on my dashboard. It just,
wow.
I don't know if it was protection or just my favorite animal. Yeah.
What do you do for recreation and fun? Do you bowl? Do you?
I hike. I love the mountains here. So I have a triangle rock that I sit on. I hike up to my triangle rock and I can see the whole city of Albuquerque out there. And I usually try to do it at sunset. So I do my prayer up there, my meditation, and I'm in my zone. You know, I'm just in my zone when I get to do that. Yeah.
Well, that's a beautiful thing because Albuquerque, New Mexico is very spiritual, like Sedona, Arizona. It's a vortex. But I also hear down there in New Mexico that there's some aliens down there. Have you ever had an alien sighting?
You know, I lived in Taos for 7 years when I was healing. And there certainly was a lot of talk of the crop circles that were in some of the fields.
Mm. You know?
And there were times that I actually did see some, like, I didn't know if they were shooting stars or flying saucers or what, but it didn't look like, I don't know, it didn't look normal. And so I felt like I was seeing something like a spaceship, but I can't prove it.
Well, you know, and don't doubt it. Don't
you
doubt
know,
it.
Because I was like,
we are not the only species. We can't be. You know, we keep asking ourselves, we keep having these conversations. Let's change our frequency. Let's go higher. Let's deal with energy, all of that. But then people become so encapsulated and so small when they're thinking that there are alternative universes and there's something out there outside of us on planet Earth. It's got to be. I mean, where are we aspiring to go if we just keep thinking that this is all there is?
Of course. Yep. So yeah, we do have, I mean, I'm sure there's other beings, you know.
Oh yeah, somewhere.
From different places from somewhere. And I think at certain times we definitely can tap into that and feel that.
Yes.
You know, through meditation or whatever. I just listened to Joe Dispenza talk about that today on a little interview. And so yeah, there's definitely, you know, other life forms, I think, you know, if we just open our minds to it
and, you know, just open our brains. And that's what you have done. You have raised the mastermind in me. You have elevated our frequency. Thank you so much. The work that you do with individuals that are going through PTSD, you know, just the mastermind altogether. Please tell my brains how to get in contact with you if they want to join one of your masterminds. Go ahead.
I'm just gonna turn that off. You know what happens when
when
bells ring, it's angels in the field. So we must have called
them. It's angels in the field, and somebody is trying. You know what? And that's a good thing because somebody is trying to connect with you. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I want my brains to do. I want them to connect with you because they need to change their frequency. Do you have a copy of your book there next to you?
Oh gosh, I don't have a copy of my book here. That's so silly. I don't. But you know what? You can get it on. You can go. I have two websites. So my main one is louiseschwartzwalter.com, and I encourage you to go there and get Mind Gems, which is 12 little exercises that balance the brain. And then the website you can get the book on, it's a free ebook right now. It's on abqnaturalhealthcenter.com. It's Brain Soul Balancing, Get Back Your Life, Your Truth, Your Health. And so that ebook is on the website, and is my gift to you. So those are the two websites, and I invite you to check them out. You definitely will.
Telling you, people are watching us, and they are binging, and they're trying to get in because you know what's happening. I deal with brains. You know, people ask me all the time, why did you call your listeners brains? I'll tell you why. Because number one, I'm talking to smart people. I'm talking to people that know how to edit and filter information. I know. I'm talking to people that can agree to disagree and not show up disagreeable. And I wanted to speak right into their cranium, like you, Dr. Louise. I wanted to be at a place where they recall their information, where they go deep, and where they remember things. So that's why you guys are brains. That's why she is fine-tuning the brain. Thank you so much for being here, Dr. Schwartz-Walter, on The Edge with us. Please come back. I'd love to be on your show. I want to tap into your brains and see what's going on. And I'm going to definitely be following your show. Brains, that's what I need you to do. I need you to go and follow Dr. Louise's show on YouTube. Those subscriptions are valuable to us. You're watching us, you're talking to us, but we want other people to know that we've got people that are serious about what we do. Thank you again for being here on The Edge. Come back anytime. I think that you are just a love. I do.
Oh, It's been awesome. Thank you so much, April. Thank you all. Have a beautiful, beautiful day.
All right, brains. Do the best that you can do. I'm counting on you. Bye.
Bye.